to All Things Golden Radio Show with your big sis, Classy Lady L. Practical Christian living for today.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Classy Lady L, and I am so excited that you are able to be with us on this evening for our very first show of All Things Golden Podcast Radio Show. And I am with two very special ladies. We have Hollywood. Say hello, Hollywood. And then we also have Roxy B along with us. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. I'm great. How's everybody doing? I hope you're having a wonderful day today.
We are doing fantastic. And our very first topic for the show is going to be called Losing Your Identity. Today, as Christians, we kind of go through this fight as to what we are supposed to do when we're Christians, if we can still have fun, who we should act like, who we should pattern ourselves after. And I just wanted to go through the scriptures to kind of help us with our the way we're supposed to act. I don't want any of us out there to be confused or to go through what I like to call identity crisis. We were called the people of the way in the Bible days. This is our God-given identity. You know, we have been trying to fit in with the in crowd. You know, we see fashion ideas. We see just certain things being thrown at us and shoved down our throat through society. And that is not always spiritually conducive to us believers. We are supposed to be set apart from the world. We are supposed to be Christ-like. So I just want to give us, share a few scriptures that will help us to start digging into the word and to start taking up upon those attributes that will in turn start to form our identity. I don't want you to become a victim of identity crisis. So I want you to go, you can follow along with us to the book of Acts chapter 9, and that's just going to give us some background on what I'm talking about as far as being people of the way. Okay, so in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 2, it talks about Saul. Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, there is that phrase, this way, whether they were men or women. I want to also move over to verse 14, where it also says, and here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. So here we're beginning to see that when they say people of the way, they are meaning people that call upon thy name. And does anybody know what that name is? That name is Jesus. The Bible gives us knowledge that heaven doesn't recognize any other name than Jesus. It's the most powerful name. It is the name that we are saved by. Jesus is Jehovah, our salvation. So we want to move to John 14, 12 through 14. And that's going to give us some more insight onto being people of the way, or it is going to give us more attributes and descriptions of our identity. Okay, so John 14, verses 12 through 14 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, okay, the works that I do shall he also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. Again, the importance of that name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So us as people of the way, everything that we're going to do has to be in that name. When we're asking, Lord, we're praying, God, help me to be a good person. In your name, I pray. That's in the name of Jesus, okay? 15:7-8 gives us clear instructions. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so ye shall be my disciples. Okay, so people of the way, we are his disciples. And along with that comes a stipulation. We must bear fruit. Okay, so we have, as part of our identity, is that we are people that are going to call upon the name of the Lord. We are people that are going to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, I think it's what, Colossians 3, and correct me if I'm wrong, Roxy, that Colossians 3 tells us, whatsoever we do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord. Am I correct on that? Okay, so, you know, the name is very, very important. And I want to go back to John 14:6, because this is how we know about the way. Jesus saith unto him, and he's talking to Thomas, okay? Thomas, actually, let me back up in verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Okay, he's asking the people of the way. We're asking, what are we doing, you know? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, okay? And I'm just going to stop right there. And I thought, you know, this is kind of a side note, but Jesus is the name of God. Okay. New Testament gave us God's full name. But if you go back to the Old Testament, the first name that he was given, or that he made known to men, was I Am. And I just, when I saw that, I was just like, wow, you know, any way he puts it, you're going to get his name. Jesus saith unto him, I am. And I don't know, that's just kind of, it stuck out to me. And I just thought that was pretty cool, because anywhere around it, you're going to say his name. If you say Jesus, that's his name. If you say I am, that's his name. And right then he's telling you that he is the way, he's the truth, and the life. So I just thought that was kind of a cool little, I guess, golden nugget for you. I also want to go to Ephesians chapter 1, and these are some, and I will post these up on the website, but it gives verses, Ephesians, 1 Corinthians, and Romans, Colossians, 2 Timothy. You can find different characteristics about that's supposed to be within our identity. So the first verses in Ephesians 1 that I want to read is 4-6, okay? According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Okay. So, you know, God has chosen us, you know, and with him choosing us to be a part of his family, we start taking on, and I keep saying taking on his characteristics and taking on his attributes. You can kind of relate that to the natural sense. When you're born into a family, you start to take on characteristics of your parents, things part of your identity that comes from your parents. There's a characteristic of my identity that I got from my father. I tend to get a little impatient. If you ask me to repeat myself more than two times, I get a little bothered by that, because, you know, I feel that you should have heard me the first two times, and he does that. So that's a part of, it's a fault, but it's a part of my identity. It makes me who I am. So the same thing with Jesus Christ, okay? And then also in verses 13, same chapter, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Okay, so and then it goes on, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. So you know, we are saved unto Jesus, and we receive his seal of the Holy Spirit of promise. Okay, so all of those things are going to go into our identity. When people start to see us, they identify us with, okay, well, you know, Jesus is supposed to be love, so why aren't you loving me? Jesus is, you know, he is this person that accepts people as they are, you know, and we can kind of get ourselves into trouble when we are not as accepting. And I don't mean, you know, being fine or encouraging people in their sin. Jesus, if you look through the Bible, when people, you know, were brought to Jesus because they were caught in the act of sinning or anything like that, he did not, you know, fly off at the handle, start degrading people. You know, he did not throw people in the corner, but he treated them with love and compassion. And that's one thing that we need to do and pick up as far as our identity, what makes up us. Okay. Also, not only should we be compassionate and loving, but there are the fruits of the Spirit, where we should be long-suffering, patient, kind, you know, those different types of characteristics we should be taking on. Every day we read the Word of God, we pray, we should be in communication with God. And the closer that we get with Jesus, and I do say Jesus and God as interchangeable, because we've already established by the Word of God that Jesus is God, okay? I don't want you to get confused on that, but every day we should be in communication with Jesus. And the more that we talk to him, the more that we seek his face, he's already going to start birthing those things through us. You know, we're going to start to be patient. We're going to start to be compassionate towards his people, because it's like our heart starts turning towards what his heart turns towards. You know, we start hating sin. We start looking more like Jesus. Sometimes we are the only Jesus that people will see. So I'm going to stop right here for a brief moment, and we are going to go to our spotlighting section.
Now we have, for our special business owner, small business, for the
called Bake Inc. You can follow her on Facebook and on Instagram, and she makes all kinds of good cookies, cakes, pies, and she can do custom orders. Whatever you'd like to dream up possible, she can make it happen for you. And she's just now starting out with her bakery and just a just wonderful, safe young woman. If you can follow her, find her on Facebook. Again, the company is Bake Inc. And you can also find her on Instagram and get your orders in for those special holidays and special days or just for any day. All right, this is Alicia Hill and Bake Inc.
All right. Amen. Well, we also want to continue on this thought of food. We have Hollywood. She has our spotlight recipe. So go ahead and tell us what you got for us today.
All right. So our spotlight recipe is going to be coming from food.com. I personally love this one. It's a cream cheese pound cake. It's made from the articles at Southern Living's cream cheese pound cake at food.com, made by Sue Lau. I believe that's how you pronounce her name. But it is a delicious cake that is made very often by me personally, as well as other friends of mine. And if you don't want something sweet, good for the holidays, or just any time in between, I will say this is a good pound cake to have in your repertoire of baked items. So go check it out at food.com, Southern Living's cream cheese pound cake.
Okay, all right. We were just talking about some of the characteristics that we do start to develop when we spend time in prayer, when we spend time seeking the face of the Lord and really fostering a close relationship with Him. So Roxy B, she wanted to jump in on the whole identity crisis. So what's going on?
Well, I was thinking about the movie Losing Isaiah when you started to tell us about the topic today for losing identity. And I thought about the premise of the movie Losing Isaiah, where the young woman, she's a drug addicted mother, leaves her newborn son in a trash can. And then another woman takes care of this young child and raises him for about 4 years. And then the birth mother, she returns with this tenacious fight to get her son back. And then after going through the court system and getting her son back, then she realizes she needs the help of the foster mom to continue to raise her son.
Mm-hmm.
So then I begin to look into the Gospels, and I see in Matthew and Luke that how Jesus reminds us that if we seek to save our lives, we'll lose it. But if we seek to lose our lives, and then we'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about the fact that if we must seek to lose ourselves in Christ first. So whatever identity we had before we came to Christ, we want to shove off or leave off or just whatever it takes to get that old man off of us,
mm-hmm.
so that we can find ourselves in Christ.
That's
we
right.
really don't know who we truly are until we find our identity in Christ anyway. So a question comes to mind, whether you can really function until you know who you are in God.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Because we can no longer really define ourselves by what we thought of ourselves before. We have to know who we are in God so that we can really, truly identify ourselves. So that's mm-hmm. what I kept thinking about, just losing your identity first so that you can find it in God. So
that's very good.
I didn't know beyond that, you know, I mean, there's so many different things you can start diving into when you really get into the Lord. You can, you know, find different characteristics about in yourself and things that you're supposed to do with your life that you never knew before. But it really starts with saying, okay, God, I know who I was before you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be that person anymore. Who am I in you now?
Yeah, that's very good. And not saying that you're supposed to be this perfect person, or when you get in the Spirit or this way, you are automatically going to know. But Jesus set the bar for us. We are admonished to be Christ-like. So He is the ruler that we must measure ourselves by. And we're not saying that you have to forget your cultures. You have to forget, you know, the way you are as a human being, because, you know, you still have some good things about you, even though you come over on this side serving the Lord. That doesn't change the fact that you, you know, before you got into church, you had this spirit of excellence that you were just going to give your 100%, 115, if that's even possible, to doing things. You still can be that same type of person when you come over on this side. It's just directed into a different area as far as you giving your all in everything that you're doing for the Lord. So, you know, we're not telling you that you have to just completely just, you're, you know, oh, I'm just a whole complete, like, I'm just going to forget about my memories. I'm going to forget about, you know, things that I've done that has made me into the person that I am, your character. We're not telling you to forget about that. It's just that there are going to be certain things that we don't do anymore. There are going to be certain things, certain ideas, ways that we think. We just won't do that because we are new creatures in Christ. And that's very good. I like the point that you brought up that we take on the identity of God. We lose our lives and we gain the life through Christ, eternal life. And, you know, that just starts to help us out, you know. So that was very, very good. Very good points to bring out. So, you know, we just want to admonish you all out there, you know, to really dig down into the Word of God, dig down into what God is trying to tell us. I feel that in these days, God is really trying to speak to the church, speak to his people, because we are his body. We're supposed to be reaching the lost, reaching. We are the point that the focal point that the world looks to. So we should be carrying or being acting out and exemplifying his attributes, characteristics, whatever you want to say. Okay. So next, I want to get into the books that we are reading. The first book that I am reading, I tend to try to go in between two books at a time. I have been reading this phenomenal book by Dr. Sabrina Black. She is a wonderful person. She's so sweet. She is a believer. And the book that she has written is called Live Right Now. Guys, I met her. She came to our church last year. Met her through this business that we're in called Life Leadership. Let me know if you want to figure out a way to make some a passive income, a little side job that may help you to quit your day job. A little shameless plug right there. So reach out to us on the website if you would like to learn more about life leadership. But anyway, the book is called Live Right Now, and it just goes through different situations, real world situations that you don't necessarily talk about in the open at church. I was explaining this book to someone else and I said, you know, it talks about issues that you don't talk about at church. And they were just like, well, why not? And I think they misunderstood me, but we don't normally talk about these things in an open setting. She talks about issues of, you know, people that are married talking about they don't want their spouse anymore. They just fell out of love. You know, is that the Christian thing to do? You know, she just goes through a litany of testimonies and questions that real people, they have these real issues they come to her with. So, you know, if you have questions that you are, you know, just afraid to talk about in the open, you're afraid to, you know, speak to somebody about, I do recommend that you pick up this book because it goes from A to Z problems that everybody has. And you don't have to be ashamed because you have these thoughts, but you just have to learn how to make the right decisions and pray about your decisions that God will put you on the correct path, okay? So the second book that I am starting to read is Why Revival Tarries. If any of you have a burden to see souls saved, I recommend that you go and get this book off of Amazon. Both of these books can be found in or found on Amazon.com. Again, that's Why Revival Tarries. And all of these will be on the website. Okay, so we're going right down to Bible trivia. Roxy B is coming in with our Bible trivia questions. She has a couple of them. And we want you to tune in next week to hear the answers to that, to see if you got it right or if you learned something. So what you got for us?
Well, I'm going to give two questions, one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. So for the Old Testament question, it's going to be kind of simple for you. Can you name at least two of David's wives? Two of David's wives. That's pretty easy for the average Bible reader, the average church attender.
I know. Pick me, my Lord, pick me.
It's a pretty easy question. I didn't want to get too deep and too hard for you, but I believe with that question, pretty much everybody can give at least two of David's wives, okay? The next question from the New Testament is, can you name three of Jesus' relatives besides Mary and Joseph? And there are quite a few named in the Bible. That's a little bit harder, a little bit trickier. You have to think a little bit more, but there are at least three relatives that you can find right in the book of Luke. I'm not going to give any more details or any more hints, but that's a good question.
Yes,
and see
it is.
If you can go a little bit further with that. But those are my two questions. I will have the answers for you next week. I got the answers now, but I won't tell you. So tune in next week.
Yeah, those are some great questions that we always need some things to kind of, I guess, tickle our brains and make sure that we are studying our word, hiding it within our hearts. Amen. So the last thing that we have for the show, I'm sorry, we have two more things. We have the musician spotlight, and his name is Lawrence Haynes. He is this phenomenal singer. He rolls around the same groups that we go around in. He is a St. Louis artist, and he has sang backup for Chrisette Michelle. He does videos on Instagram, and you can see him in pictures with Brandy, probably singing with her and all that. Phenomenal voice. I will insert a clip of him singing, and y'all go to his page on Facebook, go to his Instagram page, show this guy some love. He is a true gentleman, save young man, very cool, you know, just family, good family. So I want y'all to show him some love and give him, you know, the props and the honor that is due to him. I believe that we should support our fellow singers and laborers in the gospel. We're back with our daily scripture and our devotion. This is going to be the thing we go out on. It comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy. mercy. And we are so thankful to God for his mercy upon us. I just want to admonish you all and encourage you all to go out there. You're peculiar. You are the it group. Act like
child of God that you are.
Yes. Amen. Act like the child of God that you are. You are somebody and Jesus loves you and we do too. So I just want to encourage you all to join us next week again on our podcast show. This will be posted up on our website, allthingsgolden.co. That's allthingsgolden.co. You can find the videos from our daily breakfast videos, our spotlight videos, musicians, recipes if you want to try those out, and anything else, upcoming events, whatever. It's all on the website. So we just want to bless you all with what God has given us, and we hope that you have a wonderful night. This is Classy Lady L along with
Roxy B
in Hollywood.
And we just want to say, stay golden, y'all.
You're listening to All Things Golden Radio Show with your big sis, Classy Lady L. Practical Christian living for today.